Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Mem. We are holding on Daf Lamed Tesvav Beis at Amar Rabbi Yanai, about 10 lines from the end of the page. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored on behalf of DailyGiving.org. A person can do a dollar a day in honor of somebody or in memory of somebody. It's a wonderful thing to do. I joined, encourage everybody else to do the same. DailyGiving.org. By Rosie and Mark Friedman, Leiloi the Neshamas of Rosie's grandparents, the Glucks, and the Gedalowitzes who perished in the Holocaust and whose yard sites are the 3rd and 10th of Sivan. By Jeff and Jason Mishran families in memory of their grandparents whose yard sites are this week, Yisrael ben Meir, Aaron ben Yirmiyo Yoshua, and Tzilka bas Avram. Also by Benjamin Lanner, in memory of his father, Rabbi Moshe Lanner, Zichron Levracha, whose yard site is the 11th of Sivan, and in honor of the engagement of his son Moshe, my Talmud, and also by Zev and Chava Lerner, in commemoration of the 2nd yard site of Chava's grandfather, Rabbi Sam Bramson, Rav Shmuel Halevi ben Noah Hellman of Silver Spring, Maryland, a true Ben Torah who loved learning and teaching Daf Yomi, Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So today's daf only has one topic. We're going to start with a discussion of whether the hagrala is ma'akev. We're talking about taking, drawing the lots and doing the hagrala to determine which is the sir la'ashem and which is the sir la'azazel. So we're going to start with a basic machlokas. Is that ma'akev? If you didn't do the hagrala, do we actually designate one as sir la'ashem? Can one be designated as sir la'ashem and sir la'azazel otherwise? Or do we assume that it's not ma'akev and it can be designated even without the hagrala? It's just that it's a mitzvah to do the hagrala. And the Gemara is going to bring throughout the daf 6 rayas in that machlokas. And that's the entire topic of the daf. Just rayas in that machlokas, whether hagrala is ma'akev or hagrala is not ma'akev. So let's begin at Amar Rabbi Yanai, about 10 lines from the end of the page. First one line is Ketores Amar Rabbi Yanai. So it says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Alias Goril Mitoch Kalpi Ma'akeves. That it's ma'akev the whole avoda to pull the girl from outside of the from the box, meaning the seirim are not nikva as one la'ashem and one la'azazel unless you did a girl and you need to see which girl came up in your right hand and the seir on your right side is nikva based on which girl came up in your right hand, which one came in your left hand, and the seir on your left side is nikva based on that. Chaznish writes that since the hagrala is ma'akev, if you were to be korei shame to the seirim without a girl, it would be worthless. It doesn't do anything. And when you call one of them Sir LaHashem, it doesn't have Kedusha. Even though L'chori, you would just Koveya it, you just designate it as a Chatos. And normally that would grant an animal Kedusha. But Dafka, when it comes to these two Seirim, since the Agrala is Ma'akev, we're saying that it's Ma'akev even at getting any sort of Kedusha whatsoever. So it would still be Chulin. As far as whether the Chi of Hagrala is Dafka Bekalpi, does it need to be pulled from a box or can it be pulled from some other type? Typically, can you pull it out of a hat? Can you pull it out of a basket? So the sifra is mashma that based on the pasuk Asher Allah Alav Hagorol, that it has to be aliyah l'shmo mitoch kalpi. That's what the sifra writes. However, from the Yerushalmi, it sounds like it doesn't have to be dafka from a particular type of kli. It could be out of baskets or out of anything else, and you're still yotze the chiyuv, and that in fact might be what the sifra means anyway. So it doesn't seem that the box that you're pulling it from is ma'akim, but the act of hagrala, to do the hagrala, is what the Gemara is suggesting, Rabbi Yana is suggesting is ma'akev. But hanacha, placing the gorolos on the si'irim, that's ena ma'akeves, that's not going to be ma'akev. Meaning, once I pull one in my right hand, one in my left hand, I already know which one goes where. I already know the one in my right hand relates to the goat on my right side, the one in my left hand, I'm not a Kohen Gadol. The one in the Kohen Gadol's left hand is relates to the goat on his left side. So actually placing it on their heads is not ma'akev. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afaliyah ain't a ma'akeves. Rabbi Yochanan says, even the hagrala itself, pulling it out of the box and doing the hagrala, is also not ma'akev. Just being korei shem chatos to one of the seirim, and shem azazel on the other seir, on the other one of the seirim, is going to be koveya, that's what they are. And the reason, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanan explains, that hagrala is not ma'akev, is because the pasuk mentions only placing the gorolos. It says, v'nos nakov, Kohen al Shnei Asi'irim Garolos. So if the Nesinas Garolos is not Ma'akev Kolshkein, the doing of the Garol itself, which is not even mentioned in the Pasuk, should not be Ma'akev. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, that if the Nesina, which is that which is explicit in the Pasuk, is not Ma'akev, that which is not even explicit in the Pasuk should for sure not be Ma'akev. So the Mikdash David raises the question. He says, how could it be that what's mashma from the Rabbeinu Chananel that the Agrol is not Ma'akev and the Nesina would be Ma'akev? If you didn't do the Hagrala, then there are no Garolos. It's not Shaykh to do Hanacha. I mean, you only have Hanacha if there was a Hagrala. Otherwise, there's nothing to place on the, meaning the assumption that he's making is that since Nesina's Beferish in the Pasuk, Nesina's more likely to be Ma'akev than the Hagrala. So the Mikdash Tavit just raises the question, there is no such thing as a Nesina without a Hagrala. So what do you mean it's more likely to be Ma'akev? You can't have a Nesina unless you did a Hagrala first. But anyway, so this is the machlokas. So Rabbi Yochanan says that neither part is Ma'akev. Not only is the Hagrala not Ma'akev, even the Nesina is not Ma'akev. Now, we're going to have a Gemara later on Daf Samach Amud Aleph that's going to discuss how all of the Avodos, Yom HaKippurim, have to be done ala Seder. They have to be done in order. If you're Hiktim, Maisa L'Chaveru, Lo Asa Klum. If you do them out of order, then it invalidates the whole thing. But there is a Machlokas Tanoim in a Brisa that where Rabbi Yehuda holds that din, that the Seder Avodos is Ma'akev, the Avoda is only by the Avodos that are done with Big Day Lavan Bifnim, that which is done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Whereas Rabbi Nechemiah holds that's the idea that Seder Avodos is Ma'akev is even on those Avodos that are done with Big Day Lavan Bachutz, with those things that are done in the Heichal and in the Azara. Meaning they're going to, there's a Pasuk, Vaisa Zos Lechem L'chukas Olam, the Lashon of Chuka that's associated with the Avoda tells us that the Avoda is Ma'akev. So the Machlokas is, which Avodos does the word Chuka refer to? Is it only that which is done Bifnim, or is it even on that which is done B'chutz? That Machlokas is about, that we're about to refer to between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah, is about the Seder HaAvodos, whether the order of the Avodos is Ma'akev. So even though it's about the Seder Avodos, since that Machlokas is totally in the word Chuka, and the word Chuka also is what teaches us that an Avodah would be Ma'akev in the first place, so by an Avodah that it doesn't say Chuka, we would logically be able to assume that just like the Seder is not Ma'akev, the very doing of that Avodah is also not Ma'akev. So that's really where our Gemara is going with this. So we're going to have Machlokas Tanayim whether the Seder is Ma'akev, but the word from which we derive whether the Seder is Ma'akev or not is the same word that we can derive whether the actual Avodah is Ma'akev or not. So therefore, it's going to turn out that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that only that which is done lefnei v'lefnim, only that which is done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the Seder Ma'akev. It means those are the only Avodos that are actually Ma'akev. And anything that's done b'chutz in Big Day Lavan is not going to be Ma'akev at all. Whereas according to Rabbi Nechemiah, that which is done b'chutz, the Avodos themselves, just like the Seder is Ma'akev, the Avodos themselves are Ma'akev as well. So says Gemara, Ali b'Rabbi Yehuda Dom Dvar Manasim Big Day Lavan b'chutz, lo Ma'akev, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that which you do outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Big Day Lavan is not Ma'akev, meaning just like the Seder is not Ma'akev, we're going to assume the Avodos themselves are not Ma'akev, so Kuliyam lo Pligi, lo Ma'akev. Then both Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan within that Shita in Tanayim will say that the Hagrala is not Ma'akev because the Goral is done in the Azara, not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and there's no limud to tell me that it should be Ma'akev. Ki pligi, the whole Machlokas HaMarayim that we just mentioned, whether Hagrala is Ma'akev or not Ma'akev, that's only within one Shita in Tanayim. That's only Alibud Rabbi Nechemiah. That's only within the Shita of Rabbi Nechemiah who holds that even that which is done outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim can be Ma'akev. So we want to know, is Hagrala part of that? Is Hagrala one of those things that are going to be Ma'akev that's done outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? So Mandi Amar Ma'akvah Rabbi Yanai, who said that Hagrala is Ma'akev, Rabbi Nechemiah. That's just straight what Rabbi Nechemiah said, that even that which is done by Big Day Lavan B'chutz is Ma'akev. Mandi Amar Lo Ma'akvah, and Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that Hagrala is not Ma'akev, he'll tell you that this is not like the rest of the Avodos that are done B'chutz. Hani Mili Avoda. When does Rabbi Nechemiah say That which is done big day lovin b'chutz is ma'akev. That's only if it's a real genuine avoda. But hagrala lav avoda here. Hagrala is not considered to be a real avoda. According to Rabbi Yochanan, hagrala is just a way of being kori shema la karban. Tosfos Yeshayahu points out it's not part of the avodas ha'akrava. It's not part of the avoda of the karban. The Meiri elaborates further. He says that alas hagaralos, pulling out the garalos from the box, is not an avoda because it's not a real avoda. Sharei ena ela ke'ein hegdish va'ad shehugdash ein shem avoda olav. Avoda is what you do once you have an animal that's already kadosh. This is what determines that the animal's kadosh in the first place. So it's not going to be considered an avoda. It's pre-avoda. You can only have avoda once you have this step of already determining the kedusha and the animal. So it sounds from the Gemara that according to everybody, the hagral is not really an avoda. The machlokas is it ma'akev anyway, even though it's not an avoda. And that's how the Tos Yishanim seems to explain that even according to the shita that hagral is ma'akev, it's not an avoda. The question is it ma'akev even though it's not an avoda? Tosus Rida, however, understands that if you hold that agrol is ma'akev, it means that you necessarily also hold that it's an avoda, that it's a more fundamental machlokas, not just whether it's ma'akev or not, but what is it? Is it an avoda or is it not? Or is it not an avoda? So anyway, so that's the Gemara's first suggestion, that within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, there's no machlokas tanaim, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that that which is done big day lovin b'chutz is not ma'akev, and therefore there's no reason that agrol should be any different. Of course agrol is not ma'akev. The whole machlokas is you hold that which is done big day lovin b'chutz is ma'akev, is hagrala the same as all the other avodos that are done with big day lovin b'chutz. Ikadamri, the other version is that no, alibid Rabbi Nechemya da amar ma'akva, according to Rabbi Nechemya, who learns from the word chuka, that even those avodos that are done with big day lovin b'chutz are ma'akev, kuliyam lo pligi di ma'akva, then there's no machlokas amarim. Everyone's going to agree that the hagrala would be ma'akev within shitas Rabbi Nechemya. Ki pligi alibid Rabbi Yehuda, the whole machlokas is only within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that only that which is done lefnai v'lefnim is ma'akev. So man diyamar lo ma'akva, Rabbi Yochanan says that it's not ma'akev, because Rabbi Yehuda holds straight like Rabbi Yehuda, that only avodas in the Kodesh HaKadoshim are ma'akev. Hagrala is not done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's not ma'akev. Well, man diyamar ma'akva, but the Shita Rabbi Yanai, who holds that hagrala will be ma'akev, it will be the only thing outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim that's going to be ma'akev. Whoa, wait a second, hagrala is on a higher level than all the other avodas that you do outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. All the other avodas outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim within the Shita are not ma'akev. Only hagrala is going to be ma'akev. Yeah, shiny hacha. Hagrala is different to Tani Bekra because the pasuk says it twice. Asher Allah, Trei Zimni. That by the Seir Chatas it says Vayikrev Aaron es Asir Asher Allah Allah Vagorla Hashem Asol Chatas. And by the Seir Mishalech it says Vasir Asher Allah, Allah Hagor, Allah Azazel, Yamal Chayel, Vnei Hashem, Lechabra, Allah Vashleich, Allah Azazel, Hamid Barah. So from the fact that the Torah mentions the Allah, the Allah as Hagor, twice, you see that Shon Allah Vakos of La'akev, that you have such a concept in Shas, that when something is mentioned twice, we mention it only, it's mentioned twice, the Torah mentions it twice, to tell me that it's Ma'akev. But placing the Gorolos on the Se'irim is not going to be Ma'akev, because that's only mentioned once. Once it says, "V'nasat Aaron al shnei asiirim goralos goralech l'Hashem goralech l'Azazel." In one phrase, it knocked them both out. It said, "It spoke about both nesinos in a single phrase." So you only have nesina mentioned once. That's how Rashi explains, and therefore it's not included in the chuka that is that the Torah refers to. That's ma'akev. The Gvuras Ari raises the question: how could they learn from the double lashon that Asher Allah twice by two separate dinim, one is about the Sirla Hashem and one is about the Sirla Azazel, that each one is Nikval Yudei Hagrala? Both psukim are needed to tell me that there's a mitzvah to be Korei Shem through the Aliyas Gorel from the Kalpi. But we don't find that Shana Levakas of Lakev is when it says the same thing twice. Over here it's not the same thing. One is that the Gorel is Kaveh the Sirla Hashem, the other is that the Gorel is Kaveh the Sirla Azazel. So it's so the Gvur Sari leaves that Kasha unresolved because it's an unusual. It's an unusual application of Shana Lavakas of La'akev. So now the Gemara starts bringing rayas. Okay, so we have this basic machlokas. Is that Agrala Ma'akev or is it not Ma'akev? The entire daf is just going to be six rayas to that issue. So raya number one, the Gemara says, Kasha and Rabbi Yana, who holds that the Hagrala is Ma'akev, according to the second Lashon of our understanding of the Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yana. So Meisve, we have a Braisa, Mitzvah LaHagril V'im Lo Higril Kasher, that it's a mitzvah to do the Hagrala, but if you don't do the Hagrala, it's not Ma'akev, it's still going to be Kasher, and you can still be Kaveh, which one is LaHashem and which one is LaZazel, just by being Koreshem. So Bishlam LaHachlit Shadam Talibid Rabbi Dukulam Lo Pligid Lo Ma'akva, according to the Lashon that within Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, everyone agrees that Hagrala is not Ma'akev, Haman Rabbi Yudi. So it's very easy. This price is simply following the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that Hagrala is not Ma'akev, and everyone learns Rabbi Yehuda that way, according to that Lashon. Ela Lahach Lishna, but according to the second Lashon that we mentioned, Amrit Pligi, that says that the Machlokas is within the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Avodos that are done with Big Day Love and Bachutz are not Ma'akev, and within that there's a Machlokas, oh, but maybe Hagrala will be Ma'akev. Well, Bishlam Lamadiyar Malom Ma'akva, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who learns that Rabbi Yehuda would say that it's not, that Hagrala is also not Ma'akev, Hamani Rabbi Yudi, then we're good. We could say that this Braisa tells me Hagrala is not Ma'akev, follows the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda El Mandiyamar. But if you understand like Rabbi Yanai that even Rabbi Yehuda is going to be Moda, that Ma'akva, that the Hagrala is going to be Ma'akev, because Shana Ba'akasov, and for sure Rabbi Nechemya holds that the Hagrala is Ma'akev, because Rabbi Nechemya holds everything that's done with Big Day Love and Bachutz is Ma'akev. So if you understand like Rabbi Yanai that there's no Machlokas Tanaim, and all the Tanaim hold that Hagrala is Ma'akev, well, Hamani, how's Rabbi Yanai going to explain this Braisa that says very clearly that Hagrala is not Ma'akev? So that's Raya number one in this Machlokas, whether Hagrala is Ma'akev or not. Here we have a Braisa that says Hagrala is not Ma'akev, and Rabbi Yanai, who seemed to say that according to everybody it is Ma'akev. So says Gemara Tani Mitzvah Laniach. What Rabbi Yanai is going to have to do is he's going to have to sort of change a word in the Braisa, that instead of Mitzvah LaHagril, that it's a mitzvah to do the Hagrala, but if you don't, it's kosher anyway. He holds the Hagrala is Ma'akev. What it should say is Mitzvah LaHaniach, that the mitzvah that's only a lechachila is to place the Gorol on the Seirim. So the Mitzvah's Hanacha is called Hagrala, the Ritva explains, because Hagrala, it's the conclusion of the Hagrala. So you would call that whole process of drawing the lots and placing them on the animals, you'd call it in general Hagrala, even though really what we're actually referring to is the Hanacha. So now the Gemara brings another Braisa to ask on Rabbi Yanai. Again, Rabbi Yanai holds that the Hagrala is Ma'akev. So Tashma, so says the Gemara, we have another braisa. Mitzvah lahagril ulisvados is a mitzvah to do a hagrala on the seirim and to say vidui on the seir la'azazel before you send it off the cliff, or before you send it out to be thrown off the cliff. Pasuk says v'svado as kol avonos b'nei Yisrael, and imlo and lo higril v'lo svada kosher. But if you didn't do the hagrala or the vidui, it's still going to be kosher. Meaning the hagrala and the vidui are simply not ma'akev. From this braisa, so it's a kasha on Rabbi Yanai, because Rabbi Yanai says that Hagrala is Ma'akev. So again, we could say the same Torah we said before, that according to the first Lashon that within Rabbi Yehuda, that it doesn't say Chukah, only that which is done B'Kodesh HaKadoshim is Ma'akev. Everyone agrees that the Hagrala is not Ma'akev, so the Tana that taught this Braisa must be Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore Imlo Higrul Kashur. But this is a kasha according to the second understanding of the Machlokas, Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan, where they argue within the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So what's Rabbi Yanai going to do within the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda? Here you have a Braisa that says that the Hagrala is not Ma'akev, that if you're low Higril, low Svada, it's going to be Kasher. In Mikdash David, he says, what does that mean, that the Vidui is not Ma'akev? Meaning, Vidui achieves Kapara, right? Because by being Mizvada the Averos, so that's part of the Tshuva process, that's part of what achieves Kapara. So what does it mean that it's not Ma'akev? So there are two possibilities. It could be that even though you didn't say the vidui, you're going to get the kapara anyway. That whatever kapara you need for the seir mishtalech, the kapara is going to happen when you sprinkle the dam of the seir lashem. The kapara is going to happen through everything. Or it could be without the vidui, the seir mishtalech is simply not mechaper on averos. When we say that the vidui is not ma'akev, it means the vidui is not ma'akev the avodas hayom. The seir mishtalech does not need to be yamud chai until the shas matan dam of the seir lashem, and it's if it's amud chai until that time, you fulfill fulfill the mitzvah of Avodas Hayom, even though the Seir Mashleach didn't achieve what it was meant to achieve. It didn't achieve the kapara, because the there are two elements of Avodas Yom HaKippurim. We think of Avodas Yom HaKippurim as goal-oriented, achieving kapara, but there's also just a mitzvah of doing the avoda. So you got the mitzvah of doing the avoda, you just didn't achieve the kapara that you're supposed to have with the avoda. So the Chazon Ish writes in Aruch Chaim, Simkuv Chav Zayin, for sure like the first tzad. If we're going to say that the vidoy is not ma'akev, then we must be saying that the vidoy, that even without the vidoy, the kapara can be achieved. Not just that you did the mitzvah, but that the kapara itself can be achieved. So anyway, so the Gemara is now going to try to answer this raya. V'chitei ma'achanami laniach. Maybe we'll answer this raya the same way we answered the first raya. Maybe when it said that the agrola is not ma'akev, it means hanacha is not ma'akev. But in achinami, the agrola will be ma'akev. Well, ema seifa, but then the seifa of the very brisa says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo higril kasher, lo isvad apostle. That Rabbi Shimon disagrees on half of it. Rabbi Shimon says, you're right, the hagrola is not ma'akev, but the vidoy is ma'akev. So my lo higril, what does he mean, you're right, that the hagrola is not ma'akev? The way we're trying to tie it up now, it means that the hanacha is not ma'akev. Well, if he really means that the hanacha is not ma'akev, that would imply that Rabbi Shimon holds that hagrola is ma'akev. But we know that that's not true. V'atanya, we have a brisa that talks about the seirim, and it says, Meis Echem Mehem, we're going to have this brisa way later on Daf Samach Gimel, that what happens if you did the agrala and then one of the goats drops dead? So now what do? Do you still use the other goat and just bring another goat to be its partner? Or do you say, no, this grouping is puzzle, bring two more goats, do a new agrala on the two more goats? So that's a machlokas. Rabbi Shimon's shita is that maybe chaveru shelo ba'agrala. You bring the one seir from the shuk to replace the dead seir, and the one that was that remains alive from the original grouping, you bring shalom bagrala without doing another agrala. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, that's Rabbi Shimon. So the brayse is mafurish that according to Rabbi Shimon, apparently agrala is not ma'akev because you're not doing a new agrala. You bring another one from the shuk and you're not doing a new agrala. So it must be that when the brayse says lo higril kasher, it means literally hagrala. It does not mean hanacha. So now we have a problem, because in this brisa, both the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Shimon said hagrala is not ma'akev. So what's Rabbi Yanai going to do, who learns that there's no such Tanna? Rabbi Yanai holds that everybody holds that hagrala is ma'akev. So the Gemara answers the kasha that it could be that the Tanna Kamma holds that when he said lo higril kasher, he means lo hiniach. And when Rabbi Shimon said, I agree that agrala is not ma'akev, he didn't mean hanacha. He meant hagrala. The Tanakam, they were talking past each other. They were using the same word. They were using the term hagrala, but the Tanakama meant hanacha, which is the Gemara hagrala, and Rabbi Shimon meant hagrala. Rabbi Shimon lo yadamai kami rabban. Rabbi Shimon didn't know what the rabban meant. V'achin kamarlu. What Rabbi Shimon said to them is, I agrala agrala mamish kamrisu. If you literally mean hagrala, paligna alaychu b'chada. Then I only disagree with you about one thing. You said the vidoy is not ma'akev. I say the vidoy is ma'akev. But I agree with you that hagrala is not ma'akev. But I agrala de kamrisu hainu hanacha. But if you're going to tell me that hagrala means hanacha, and that's what you're saying is not ma'akev, but the agrala you think is actually ma'akev, well then, paligna leich v'tarti. Then I'm going to disagree with you on two counts. Not only on the vidway, that I hold the vidway is ma'akev, but I'm also going to argue with you that on the hagrala, because I think that the hagrala is ma'akev. Okay, so that raya is rejected. We don't have a clear raya from that price. So now the Gemara tries raya number three. Toshima. So we have another brisa. Par ma'akev is the seir. The avodas of the par are ma'akev the avodas of the seir. Meaning, if you did the avodas of the seir earlier, which is even though it's supposed to be done after the par, so you're not yotzi the chiv. The avodas of par is ma'akev and pasels the avodas of seir. So therefore, you have to do it again after you do the avodas of par. The seir ain't ma'akev as a par, but the avodas seir are not ma'akev the avodas of par. Meaning, if you did the avodas of par before the avodas of seir, it's not a problem with the avodah seir. The lack of the avodah seir is not going to passel the avodah sapar. So the brisa adds that din that the avodah sapar is ma'akev the avodah of the seir, and the seir is not ma'akev the avodah sapar, is matanos shebefnim. It's referring to the matnos dam that we do in the kodesh hakadoshim. Okay, so bishlam par ma'akev is the seir. The resha of the brisa that the par is ma'akev the seir, I understand very well. The act of the seir mekame par, that if you sprinkled the dam of the Sayyir in the Kodesh HaKadoshim before you sprinkled the dam of the Par in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, lo avid v'lo klum. That doesn't count for anything. The Avodah Sapar had to have been done first. By you doing the Avodah Sasiir before the Avodah Sapar, it's invalid. Ella Siir ein ma'akev sapar ma'inihu. What do we mean when we say the Siir is not ma'akev the Par? What is the Avodah Sasiir that has to be done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim before the Avodah Sapar, where we say that if you mess up the order, it's not going to be it's not going to become puzzles, it's not going to be ma'akev. If you're going to tell me that sprinkling of the dam of the par in the heichal on the paroches, on the outside of the paroches, before the sprinkling of the dam of the seer in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's what the Brice is saying is going to be kosher, the sage is not going to be ma'akev. That can't be, because chukah ksiv b'hu, it says v'yisazaz lechem l'chukah solam, and chukah tells me that the seder is ma'akev. So that should definitely pasul. Elo lavin must be referring to the act. Matlos tepar bifnim mikame agrala. It must be that we're talking about that you did the sprinkling of the dam of the par in the Kodesh HaKadoshim before you did the hagrala on the seirim, and that's what we're saying is not ma'akev. So here you have a brisa that apparently is telling me that the order of hagrala versus matan dam of the par is not ma'akev. So mi desidra la ma'akev. If the order is not ma'akev, ikra hagrala, the ikra of hagrala, the actual doing of the Agrala, Namilo Makva should also not be Ma'akev. So that's Akasha, the second Lashon of Rabbi Yanai, who holds that even according to Rabbi Yudah, the Agrala is Ma'akev. Again, Rabbi Yanai in the second Lashon holds that there is no Tana that holds that Agrala is not Ma'akev. So what do you do with this Brisa that seems to be telling me clearly that Agrala is not Ma'akev? So answers the Gemara, lo, Da'akta Matanus B'depar B'mizbech Mekame Matanus D'sir Be'echal. The Brice is not talking at all about Hagrala. When it says that you do things out of order, that it's not going to be Ma'akev, it means that you did the sprinkling of the Dam of the Par on the Mizbeach Hazav before you sprinkled the Dam of the Sayer on the Parochas in the Heichal. So Rabbi Yudah, Damar Dvar Manasim Bililam Bechutz, Lo Ma'akvi, and it's simply reflecting the Sheet of Rabbi Yudah that since all of this is done outside of the Kodesh HaKadashim, it's not going to be Ma'akev, because Rabbi Yudah holds that Chukah only refers to that which is done, lifnai v'lifnim. Gemara says, nah, that teretz doesn't work, because v'habim matanos shebifnim katani, this price of the seer not being ma'akev the par, is only about the matanos in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so you can't say it's talking about the azos of the dam and the mizbeach and the parochas and the heichal, which is not a matanos bifnim. Ella, so the Gemara says, we have to explain the seifa the way we explained it originally, that it's talking about sprinkling the dam of the par bifnim, before the hagrala, and therefore you have a raya that the hagrala is not ma'akev. Aye, isn't that a kasha in Rabbi Yanai? Hamani, Rabbi Shimoni, Damar Agrala Lo Ma'akva. Even Rabbi Yanai, who said that all the Tanaim agree that Agrala is Ma'akev, was only talking within Rabbi Yehud and Rabbi Nechemya. But there is this third sheet of Rabbi Shimon that we already brought and that we already demonstrated, who holds that Agrala is not Ma'akev. Once you have that, once you know that there's a sheet that exists that says Agrala is not Ma'akev, whatever brisa you're going to bring me that says that Agrala is not Ma'akev, Rabbi Yanni is not going to have trouble with. He could just say, yeah, that brisa is going like Rabbi Shimon, that Agrala is not Ma'akev. But Rabbi Yehud and Rabbi Nechemya would disagree with it. V'ibayasema, or you could be Miyashiv the brisa, that it's even going like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Well, Zaragrala is ma'akev. When he the besidra la ma'akev, hagrala miya ma'akva. And just take away the assumption that we made, meaning maybe it is talking about the hagrala. And we said that, oh, the seder of when you do the hagrala is not ma'akev. So we assumed that if the seder of when you do the hagrala is not ma'akev, then the actual hagrala, ikra da hagrala, is also not ma'akev. Maybe that's not true. Maybe just because the seder is not ma'akev, it doesn't mean the very doing, the very performance of the hagrala is not ma'akev. So now the Gemara discusses the machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon that we mentioned at the beginning, whether vidui is ma'akev, meaning agav. We happen to have mentioned that there was such a machlokes, whether vidui is ma'akev. So now we explain why you would say yes, why you would say no. So we're taking a little break in the discussion of the hagrala to talk about whether vidui is ma'akev. Vazul tamayu. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon who disagree whether vidui is ma'akev is l'shitasam. Tanya, because we have a Braisa that tells us as follows. The Braisa says that by the Sira Mishtaleach, that Yom Archai Lefnei Hashem, Lechaper Alav, that you stand up Lefnei Hashem to be Mechaper, that the Seer has to live until the time of the Kapara, and if it dies, you're going to need to replace it. Ad Masai, how long does the Seer Mishtaleach have to live where if it dies before that time, you're going to need to replace it? Ad Shas Matan Dama Shel Chavero, until you do the Matan Dam of the Seer LaHashem. But if the Seer Mishtaleach dies after you sprinkle the Dam of the Seer LaHashem, then you don't have to bring another one to replace it, even though you never said the Vidoy on it. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So that's Rabbi Yehuda telling me the Vidoy is apparently not Ma'akev, because if it dies before the Vidoy, it's still okay, you don't need to replace it. So it's very clear that the Vidoy is not Ma'akev according to Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ad Shas Vidoy Dvarim. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you need to. It needs to be alive until the Vidoy is recited on it. The Seer Mishtaleach needs to live until after the Vidoy of all of the Avonos B'nai Yisrael is said on it. And if it dies prior to that, you're going to have to bring another Seer, and even if you already sprinkled all the Dam of the Seer LaHashem, still you're going to have to bring another Seer. So it turns out that they're arguing about the Vidoy. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if the Seer dies before the Vidoy, you don't have to bring another one to replace it, because Vidoy is not Ma'akev. And Rabbi Shimon holds that you need the Seer Mishtaleach to live until after the Vidoy, because the Vidoy is Ma'akev. So that's the Machlokas. So it says, Rabbi Michael Mephagli, what is the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? Meaning, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas that they're arguing about how long the Seir La Azazel has to live in order to not have to bring another one? Kiditanya, because by the Gorolos, the Pasuk says, Lechaper. So you see that the Seir Mishtaleach has to be there until the time of Kapara. So the Kapara is Damim HaKasim Medaber. So you could explain that it means that it's talking about Kapara's Damim. And the Seer Mishtaleach has to live until you sprinkle the dam of the Seer LaHashem. So, and that happens before the Vidui, the Chenu Omer, and we can learn that from the Hemshech of the Pasuk, that after it explains, the Pasuk describes the Hazaz Dam HaPar and the Seer HaPrimi, it says, V'chila Mikaperas HaKodesh. So, Mala Halon, just like the V'chila Mikaper is B'Kaparas Damim, is clearly talking about Kaparas Damim, because it's talking about Kapara that's done with sprinkling of blood. So, Afkan, so too in the beginning of the Pasuk, when it talks about the Seer Mishtaleach, when it says the Chaper Love, it means Bekaparas Damim, the Kaparas Damim of sprinkling the Dam of the Seer LaHashem. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's how Rabbi Yehuda learns the Pasuk, and therefore the Seer Mishtaleach only has to live until you sprinkle the Dam of the Seer HaPanimi. But if it dies after that sprinkling of the Dam, even though you didn't say Vidoy, no problem, Vidoy is not going to be Ma'akev. But Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lechaper Love, Bekaparas Dvarim HaKosim Medaber. Lechaper Love means Vidoy. That's what Allah means, the kapara that's on this seir, the seir mishtaleach. You're talking about kaparas damim. That's not for the seir mishtaleach. That's for the seir LaHashem. Seir LaHashem, you shecht and it has dam and you sprinkle dam. Seir LaZoz has been chucked off a cliff. There is no kaparas damim. So it must be talking about kaparas dvarim. So you see that it has to live that long until the kaparas dvarim, until the vidoy. So you see that the vidoy is ma'akev. Okay, that was just a side point about how we know or what the machlokas is really about as far as Vidoy. But now back to our original program, I'm discussing whether Hagrala is Ma'akev. So Raya number 4 is Hagrala Ma'akev. Tashma, we have a Bryce that tells us as follows. So Talmidim Rabbi Akiva, the Talmidim asked Rabbi Akiva, Ola bismol, ma'ak sheyach selamin. Let's say you pulled up the Gorla Hashem in the left hand of the Kohen Gadol, that which never happened in the 40 years of Shimon HaTzadik, right, that you pull up in your left hand the lot for the Seer LaHashem. Can you put it in your right hand instead because of the chashivas of having LaHashem be a min? So Amalahen, al titnu makom letzdukim lirdos. Don't give them any room for the tzdukim to have tainas on you. That they're going to say that the chum do whatever they want to do, and they'll bring a raya because even though when the goral came up as small, you just change it because whenever it's not a simin tov, whenever it doesn't look good, so you just change it to the other hand. So don't give the tzdukim that opportunity. So says Marataima, the only reason that Rabbi Kiva says not to move the goral from your left hand to your right hand is daltit l'makom l'tzukum l'irdos, is only because of what the tzukum are going to say. But halavachi, Hachi, if you weren't worried about the tzdukim, Majinalei, we would allow you to move the Goral to, from your left hand to your right hand. And the Seir that had the Goral Azazel is now going to become the Seir LaHashem. You pulled it up and in the right hand was LaZazel and you switched it and now it's going to be the Seir LaHashem. The Amrit HaGrala Ma'akva, but didn't we say that HaGrala is Ma'akev, we keep it to Kavate Smal, Heichim Majinalei. So once the HaGrala, if the HaGrala is Ma'akev, so it's already been Nikva based on which hand you pulled it up, so how can you change it? So don't you see from here that that the Hagrola is not what's Koveya, what's LaHashem, what's LaZazel, against those that hold that the Aliyas HaGorol is Ma'akev and is Koveya? So isn't this a Raya that it's not Koveya? So Gemara says, not a Raya. Amrava Hachika Amri. No, the Talmidim were asking Rabbi Akiva, Allah HaGorol B'Smol, let's say you got the Seir LaHashem, the Gorol LaHashem in your left hand, Ma'ashech Ziru Lo Ulusir Liyamin. Can you switch not only the Gorol to your right hand, but move the goats around also? Because once you pulled it up in the left hand, the goat on your left side, yes, it is Ma'akiv, so it is the Gorol, it is the Seir LaHashem, but switch the goats too, so that the one that will be LaHashem will now be on your right side. So Amalahem, and that's what he said to them. Technically, it would be okay, but I'll Makom Litzdukim Lirdos. Why give the Tzdukim that opening to criticize? So now the Gemara says, Raya number five. Again, on the discussion of whether the Hagrala is Ma'akev. So Tashma, by the Hagrala, the Pasuk says that V'hikrav Aronas Asir Asher Allah Alav Hagrala LaHashem. So the Bais explains, Ilu Ne'amar, if the Pasuk would have said Es Asir Asher Alav, without the word Allah. The Pasuk says Asher Allah Alav. If it would have said just Asher Alav, Hayis Yomer Yani Chenu Alav, I would have said that the Kohen Gadol needs to put the Gorol HaShem on the seir that's going to be hukrav. Tamal lomar Allah. That's why the pasuk says Allah kivan sha'Allah. Once the goral came up from the box and you know which is seir LaHashem, which is Azazel, shuveinu tzarech. Now you don't have to actually place the goral on the seirim, because just by Allah, just by pulling up in your right hand and your left hand, you've already determined what's what. So lemai, what does the brisa mean to tell me that once the goral came out of the box, I don't need to place it? Ilem of the mitzvah, tell me I don't even have a mitzvah of hanacha. There's not even an ideal. There's not even a suggestion that I place it on the respective heads of the animals. Mechal da hanacha mitzvah namilo. Really, there's not even a mitzvah of hanacha. Pasuk says v'nas naran al shnei asirim garalos. So it sounds from the pasuk that there's a mitzvah. That says it can't be elulav akiv. It must be. What's it telling me? That the hanacha is not ma'akiv. So in contrast to the hagrala, don't worry. You don't really need to do a hanacha. Meaning that hanach is not ma'akev. That implies Shramina hagrala ma'akva, hanach lo ma'akva, that the hagrala is ma'akev even though the hanacha is not ma'akev. So you see a raya that the hagrala is ma'akev. So the Gemara says, the Gemara rejects this. The Gemara says, no, I'm a Rava. The Braisa does not mean to tell me that Hanacha is not Ma'akev, to that you could then be Medayik, that the Hagrala is Ma'akev. Hachikamer. No, what it means to say is as follows. Ilu Nemra, the Pasuk said, Asher Alav, Hayis Yomer, Yanichenu Alav Ad Shashchita, that there's a mitzvah to place the Goral on the animal and leave it there until you shecht the Seir LaHashem. Tamalomar Asher Allah, Kivin Sha'Allah Shavin Tzarech. That's why it says Asher Allah Allah, that once the Goral was placed on the head of the Seir, you know, it doesn't have to stay there for any amount of time. So the Braisa is talking about the mitzvah that that's only L'Chadchila. And it's telling me that there's a mitzvah to be Magril and to place the Goral even for just a short amount of time. But B'tiyeved, even the Agrala itself is not going to be Ma'akev. None of it's going to be Ma'akev. So Tashma, the Gemara now brings the sixth and final raya in this discussion. Pasuk says va'asol chatas. Right? It says v'ikrav aron esasir asher alav hagorol Hashem. We're talking about the seir Hashem va'asol chatas. So that pasuk tells me hagorol oseu chatas. The gorol is what's koveya. The seir is a chatas. Ve'in Hashem oseu chatas. It's not the shame that's going to make it a chatas. If you didn't do a hagrala, you just said this is going to be a chatas. It's not a chatas. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me this din sheyachal? Because I might have thought v'alodinu that it's a kal v'chomer umab b'makom shelo kiddush hagorol by other karbanos, a goral doesn't do anything, right? If you have ofos, one of them is nola, one of them is a chatos, a goral doesn't determine anything. Yet kiddush Hashem, yet if you call one a chatos and one an ola, that is what grants it its kedusha. So I would have thought kal v'chomer makom shekiddush a goral, where even a goral works, eno din sheikadish Hashem. For sure, being calling it something should work, should be mekadish et tamalomar. That's why the pasuk says v'asol chatos ha goral os a chatos vein Hashem os a chatos. That the goral is what makes the seer a chatos. The kriya Hashem is not what's going to make it a chatos. So the Gemara just concludes the raya from the brisa that since this brisa is in the sifra, stam sifra money, who's the author of the sifra? Rabbi Yehuda, it's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, v'katani, and it says ha-gorol o-sechatas v'in-hashem o-sechatas alma ha-grola ma'akva. You see that the grola is ma'akev. Says Mar Tiyufta, demand yamar grola ma'akva, Tiyufta. Therefore, Tiyufta, he who says that the grola is not ma'akev, because the sifra is mulchach, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it doesn't say chuka on that which is done b'big day love and b'chutz, would still say that the grola is ma'akev. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan's shita is rejected. He made, and Rabbi Yanai made a comeback over here, and in the end of the day, it turns out that Rabbi Yanai is correct. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up from there tomorrow, 4 lines into the page, and for those on Zoom, there will be a shir Be'ez Hashem tomorrow night after Shabbos at 9:30. So right after Shabbos, 9:30, Be'ez Hashem. Have a great day, everybody.